It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, sir. And I almost did a little point to him there, because lots of exciting things going on. In regards to a PlayStation 5 Pro, now there's some details coming from Red Gaming Tech, a YouTube channel who's leaked a whole bunch of different stuff, including a release date and some supposed power specs for the console itself. And this has also been corroborated by various sources online, which just seems like it's the real deal. If you look at the time frame when Sony released the PlayStation 4 Pro, that was in 2016. The PS4 dropped in 2013. So a three-year window. Lines up with what's now being talked about as a 2023 release date for the PS5 Professional
Pro
system.
You got it.
The earliest is the end of 2023. They're also looking at 2024, but it seems like it'll be around then for the release date. But what do you think of this whole thing?
Scott, I don't want to hear about a PlayStation 5 Pro, quite frankly. And it's not because I'm against the whole idea of a mid-gen refresh. I was a huge, huge fan of the PS4 Pro. But like our friend and colleague Joe Johnson said before we started filming, the PlayStation 5 hasn't happened yet. Lots of people have a PlayStation 5. I think it's slightly under 19 million, or it was the last time I checked the stats. But in many ways, in many respects, it doesn't feel like this generation has started, because the PlayStation 5 isn't readily available. Thanks to the chip shortage and all of that stuff, there are so many people who still can't get one or are on a long, long waiting list for it. Mm-hmm. So if I was one of those people, if I wasn't lucky enough to get this PlayStation 5, and I heard that they were talking about a PS5 Pro, I'd say you can stick it.
I would be a bit miffed. To be honest, I don't know if you know, but you know, Sony believe in generations, so they're going to push ahead regardless. Now we'll go through the details, the specs that are out there, and then we'll break down the absolute madness of them pushing forward with this thing, despite the fact that the next big exclusive on PlayStation 5 is still going to be on PS4. There's all that stuff as well. So the actual leaked specs for this thing are that it'll be 2.5 times more powerful than the existing PlayStation 5, and we'll throw some of the specs on screen because it's a whole bunch of technological gubbins that we don't know what it all means, but some PC people will. But the console will in theory be able to do native 4K, much higher frame rates across the board. It's also going to be massively geared towards PlayStation VR 2. It seems like that new tech needs an upgrade in regards to the hardware it's pulling from in the first place. So there's that. Sony are also apparently making their own in-house alternatives to AMD Fidelity FX Super Resolution, FSR, don't know what it means, and also NVIDIA's DLSS, which is their deep learning super sampling tech, which is also apparently coming to the Nintendo Switch Pro. The DLSS software is a software-based solution to up-resing image quality, basically, in the most basic terms overall. And yeah, apparently Sony are also looking to do their version of super sampling, which will be exclusive to the PlayStation 5. So lots of things that just mean more of higher resolution, smoother games, better-looking games.
Yeah.
But like you said, the PS5 has barely happened, so feels like a stupid time to move forward.
It's like, I look at these specs, and I look at the idea of a PlayStation 5 Pro, and I will buy it, because I do want those high resolutions. I do want those more stable frame rates. I want to be able to play games in native 4K at 60 FPS. Like, I just want that out of this generation, and we don't have that at the moment, at least not when you throw in ray tracing on top.
Performance modes. What? I hate picking. I hate that Ghostwire Tokyo has like 6 modes. What are we doing?
Scott thinks this is the end of culture. I'm not entirely against it either, because it is a lot at the moment to take in. And a lot of the changes do kind of seem incremental in a lot of ways. You know, it's ray tracing on, it's quality mode between a performance mode, and sometimes you can't quite tell a difference, as is the case on something like
Elden Ring. What are we doing?
Where you're like, okay, the frame rate is slightly better, but what am I losing? What am I gaining? It's a little bit obscure. So hopefully, you know, more powerful hardware will eventually remedy that.
Yes.
But to me, this story isn't about the specs. It's not about, you know, if it's real. It's about whether or not Sony should be pushing ahead with it at all at this stage. You know, if it's a good few years out, say 3 years out, then maybe that's going to be okay. But if they're going to turn this around within the space of, you know,
the
end of next year, like this says, you know what I mean? Like, that just seems incredibly, incredibly soon. But at this moment in time, like I said, if I was someone who hadn't got a PlayStation 5, I'd be a little bit annoyed that we're already talking about the PlayStation 5 Pro.
The thing is, like, obviously, we got PlayStation 4 Pros, like PlayStation 4 Pros, and like you said, you were a big fan of it. I just got it because I was like, I might as well. I've got the 4K TV. I bought into that whole thing. It was a Black Friday sale, and I was like, why not? And I got into that stuff, but I don't think they ever made anything that fundamentally took advantage of the PS4 Pro. I know that it obviously smooths out frame rates and resolutions, but I don't think that any devs were actually given the time to make something just for the PlayStation 4 Pro.
No.
This is in the same regard. I don't feel like any devs are making anything just for the PlayStation 5, let alone then jumping to the PS5 Pro, which will be a system that you're buying for just smoother frame rates and resolutions,
yeah.
Which just ties back into my whole hatred of sliders and different little finicky little, if you tweak this it's a bit smoother here, but if you zoom in on the puddle there's a bit more resolution. I despise that stuff.
Well, this is where we kind of disagree.
I just want games made for the console, Josh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is where we disagree, because I don't want them to make games just for the PlayStation 5 Pro. I don't want them to split the player base already, you know what I mean? I don't think that's fair for a next generation system. Like, I'm fine with it being incremental. I'm fine for it being more maybe for the hardcore, like a premium version of the PlayStation 5 experience, where you can get those more stable frame rates, you can get that bigger resolution bump, but it's not going to make or break your experience. You're not going to be playing a PlayStation 5 game on the base machine and thinking, I'm not getting a good version of this. It depends on what you view as significant. For me, like, the higher frame rates, the more stable, the better resolution and stuff, to me that's worth the upgrade, and especially when you throw in PSVR 2, you know, that's obviously unproven, but a big reason as to why I bought the PlayStation 4 Pro was because I was a huge fan of the PSVR, and it gave it better support, you know, it was just a better experience to play PSVR on the PlayStation 4 Pro. So to me, there are pros to getting this new machine, but obviously some people might look at that and just think, yeah, that's not worth the money. That's fine.
I feel like they've not really shown off why you should buy a PlayStation 5 in the first place. Like, there are many reasons that we can come up with as to why it's a good quality of life system upgrade, but when most people ask me which system should I get, I point them in Xbox's direction. I say, go get Game Pass and go enjoy the insane plethora of titles over there. It's not a knock against the PlayStation 5's UI or the titles that are available over there, but I feel like they've not held something up and gone, this is why you need a PlayStation 5. Only the PS5 can do this thing.
Yeah.
You know, Horizon gets close, but it's also on PS4, and that game looks gorgeous on PlayStation 4. So I'm still waiting for something to be like, this is the reason you bought in. This is the reason you splurged half a grand on this thing, rather than them pushing ahead with other potential premium systems. That for someone like me, again, it's my problem with all the slider stuff, is just going to make me go, well, I should probably be gaming here because I want the best experience.
I think the feeling of this generation hasn't started yet comes down to the fact that people can't get the console, but also the fact that, like you said, you know, the biggest PlayStation 4 games, the biggest PlayStation 5 games are the biggest PlayStation 4 games. Horizon, Gran Turismo, the upcoming God of War and stuff, and it's going to be next year at the earliest that we get like these big games that are PlayStation 5 exclusive, you know, your Spider-Man 2s, your Wolverines and stuff like that.
I feel like just devs aren't like, they haven't even been given the window of opportunity to take full advantage of the PlayStation 5. Like, honestly, if you look at any console cycle, look at Naughty Dog, look at what they were putting out at the beginning of the PlayStation 3 run, like look at Uncharted and look at The Last of Us, and like they were like, any dev takes time to get used to the hardware and then they're moving on to the next thing again. It's like, just let them take advantage of the hardware that they have.
Yeah.
Have longer cycles. You don't need to do this yet.
That's it, man. That's it. I think it, like the cycle for this generation, you know, for better or worse, I do think needs to be longer because it does feel like right now that we haven't had that migration to the next gen. And like you said, developers are releasing, you know, their first games for it, you know, this year, next year. Of course, we got a couple last year as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you say, you know, the difference between an Uncharted 1 and a Last of Us is vast. And the that devs get to experiment with and release games, the better those games are going to be. So to continue throwing on hardware on top of that, I do see your point there.
I also think that it's just, is their business model now, whether they're just going to do half-step systems because they got away with it with the PS4 Pro. The sales weren't incredible for the PS4 Pro, but maybe they were enough. I don't want the gaming hardware cycle to mimic a tech cycle where, you know, like a new phone every year, like, you know, in a half-step system, or like in Samsung Galaxy's case, it's the fan edition of the same phone, which is slightly stripped down or whatever. It's not that those things don't serve purposes, but in regards to applying it to a gaming model, I don't think that you should have to buy a new console every 3 years.
No, I fully agree with that. However...
But then they're also going to say, well, you don't need it because it's only frame rate.
That's it. Yeah, they're going to say that you don't need it. It's not a next-gen system. You know, we aren't migrating things over. We're not just making PlayStation 5 Pro things. I'm with you. I don't ever want to see it, you know, mimic the mobile space where we're getting different SKUs, you know, over and over again every single year that are slightly tweaked. However, a mid-gen refresh for me is a long time because generations... They last a long time. They last
like
6 to 8 to maybe 10 years. And if you can get a next gen refresh in there, to me, that's a good thing. Do it once, halfway through the life cycle. The only reason I have an issue with this is because this generation has started under extremely weird circumstances with a pandemic, then a chip shortage. And like you say, games not coming out for PS5 exclusively and reliably. That's the only reason I'm against it in this specific instance. Otherwise, across the board, good.
My whole thing,
Pro, good.
It just breaks my head because I'm just like, you're going to make this thing that does a better version, a better, like, you know, a better idea of whatever the devs were going for, but it's also not essential. You don't need it. You can stick with the one that you've got, but also we're going to develop in a way that means that it should be able to take advantage of the hardware, and I just scream internally for a while because I'm never going to be able to play the version of the game that the devs would like me to play, which is all I ever want in the first place.
That's PCs, baby.
I hate PCs. How do you even spell them? Let me know what you think down in the comments below of the PlayStation 5 Pro and the supposed specs that it's going to have. For now, I'm Scott from Culture.com.
I mean, Josh from Culture.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.